host of MGTOW is Freedom, the channel where I like to say I have the penis. I'm going to go back and I'm going to recount that story. Back when I was married, a long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away intellectually, I used to come in from outside. I'd be out either doing chores or playing with the boys, whatever it was I was doing. And when we had guests, oftentimes they'd be in the kitchen with the wife. And they'd be around like a bunch of hens cackling. And I'd walk into the kitchen and I'd look at them all and I'd go, you know what, girls? I don't know what you're talking about, but I have the penis. And they would lose their fucking minds. Oh, no, you don't. You don't. Your wife is the boss. And they'd start all of their shit. I go, look, the fuck is wrong with you? I said, I have the penis. If any of you have the penis, take it out right now. Let's see it. And what the fuck are they going to say, right? I guess we don't have the penis. It's like, right, I have the penis. You're a bunch of fucking bitches. All right, so that's where that came from. That was the genesis of the saying, I have the penis. Because as soon as you establish that with them, they have to try something else. But they can never, feminine bitches, women, period, can never be the man. All they can ever be is women. And that is not a man. It ain't even fucking close. And we're going to get into it right now. I'm going to show you. Okay, so I just said, you know, I would tell these bitches, I have the penis, right? I'm the man. You can never be a man. And of course they want to say, well, so what? You know, we're just women and we're women and we're just as good and we have all kinds of good qualities too. Well, let's take a look, right? Let's take a look at it. There's this question, you know, when you go to a business and you sit down at the table and you say, this is what I'm doing. What are you doing, right? What are you bringing to the table? And if this partner or presumed partner or proposed partner doesn't have anything and you've got it all, what the fuck is the use of joining them if they're not bringing anything, if they have nothing of value or something of so little value, inconsequential value, that they're no good to you, right? So when you do that in business, would you take on a partner who's not going to work, has no money, doesn't do a fucking thing, and is just going to drag the company down? Fuck no. So why would you do that in your personal life, right? Why would you do that in your personal life? And by personal life, I mean the relationship between a man and a woman. So let's look at you, the man, and look at women, whatever they are. And we'll compare them on the board of truth. Yes, the board where facts are inescapable. They must be assessed, weighed, and decisions made based on facts. Okay, so we're talking about, I kind of brought up the business idea. Let me see if I can get this focused in here. Alrighty, the business idea, right? So instead of business negotiations, you're in relationship negotiations at the board of truth. All right, so let's take a look at man. That's you. Man, he brings to the table, he brings to the negotiations his body, right? The corpus, your body. What comes with that with a man? Superior strength. That's right, men are stronger naturally. We are... Who cares? Unnaturally stronger than women. Too fucking bad. We're strong. That's the way it goes. We bring our intelligence. Men have a natural grasp of logic and reason. We play by rules. We understand the rules of nature, the rules of war, the rules of sports, the rules of business, right? And we should have the rules of the relationship fall under logic and reason. Instead of the other shit, the feminist emotional crap, right? The other thing you bring to the relationship is the cock, right? The penis, right? The woman cannot bring that, no matter how hard she tries. So you bring strength, intelligence, and a cock. You also bring a job, a house, a car, your social status. You need these things to live, right? You need a fucking job. You're a man. You have a job. You go to work. You make money, right? Big fucking money. Men make money because they commit to their jobs. They work hard, tedious, long hours, putting up with bullshit from their boss, bosses, co-workers, bitches. They suffer through it all and make money, because that's what men do, right? You have a house, whether you own, rent, whatever. It's your house. It's your car. You take care of it like you take care of your house and your body. Why? Because you're a man, right? Your social status is determined by how hard you work. Not by your looks or your ass. It's how hard you work. How productive you are. And men, you have 60 years of productivity. From the age of 15 to the age of 75, you make money like a motherfucker. You're productive. If your strength starts to fail you, your intelligence takes over. Right? That's how it works as a man. It's your brains in conjunction with your body, your strength, that makes you so valuable at your job and creates social status, acceptance, right? And all of these things over here is what women want from you. They want your strength, right? Your utility. They want you to get things off the top shelf. They want you to do the heavy lifting, all the hard work. They want you to take out the trash. They want you to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week so that they can have what they want, okay? But let's go back to the concept, not what they want, but the negotiations. Women, what do they bring? They bring tits and a vagina. They bring cooking and cleaning. They bring companionship. Okay? Now let's back up. Do you have to have these things in your personal relationship, your personal life? Tits and vagina. Well, those can be purchased on a as-needed basis from strippers and hookers. Also porn, if you just want to take a peeky. Right? As far as cooking and cleaning, you already do that for yourself. So what would a woman be doing? Proposing 50% of that she'll do? Right? Companionship. Oh, right? Diamonds are a girl's best friend, so where the fuck does that leave you, Buster? Huh? Not in a fucking good place, I'll tell you that. All right, so here you are looking at this. This is what the woman's going to claim she brings. Oh, I'm a woman. You need a woman, right? Well, not really. It's up to you, right? If you want tits and vagina, okay. That's what women have. But you can always buy it, rent it, lease it, or just get some good movies. As far as cooking goes, women today don't know how to fucking cook. Who the fuck are they kidding? I can watch Bobby Flay on the Cooking Channel, the Food Network, and I can watch what he does, and then I can go over to my kitchen right here in my fifth wheel and produce the same exact thing. This miracle of magic that women used to do for men, we've figured it out. Spices plus meat equals delicious. Get the fuck out of my kitchen, bitch. Cleaning. You put two people in the house? Man and a woman, that means you've got four in the house. Because she's got her friends and their fucking dogs and cats with her. Right? They're the ones fucking your house up. Damn right she'd better be cleaning that fucking house. But she'll have all of her friends come over. And then she'll say, you need to do half of it. Now you're cleaning up after her friends. Right? This negotiation is not looking very fucking good, is it? Right? Now, let's look at what else she has. Maybe she does have a job. And a car. Well, most women do, right? How hard is it to get a car? Well, most of them have a piece of shit, right? That's why they want yours. Because it costs more money and it's nicer and you take care of it. And they want that car. Because that car also brings some social status, right? They want your job, right? But if they have a job and they have their own place and they have a car, that creates an environment called competition. That's the last fucking thing you want as a man in your life. Somebody tell me this is wrong. Do you want competition in your house? Do you want to come home and say, I had a rough fucking day. How about a scotch and a neck rub? and then hear her say, "I had a rough day too. You getting me a drink?" I'm going to tell you right now, a woman should have a job, right? Unless you got a family or something, but they should have a fucking job. You shouldn't be paying for all of her shit. What, so she can cook and clean and sit on the internet and watch TV and fuck around with her friends all the day long? Right? She should have a job. Keep that bitch busy. Make her pay her own way. In fact, I would say, right, no woman moves in for you with you for free. She should have to pay rent, food, electricity, a portion of all utilities and entertainment. Make her pay. No fucking free ride. All right. But when it comes down to it, competition is a relationship destroyer. When you're competing with a woman, you've denigrated yourself. And you've put yourself in a position to argue with her over who is the boss. And if she makes more money than you at her job, oh, that's a way for her to not think very highly of you. She may think it's cute at first and say, "Oh, it's okay that you don't make as much as me." But when it comes right down to it, when a woman makes more than a man, she doesn't need that man. Fuck her. Let her go. She's not going to take care of you. Don't think she will. Don't think her money is yours. It's never yours. All right? There's just so much to learn here on the Board of Truth about relationship negotiations. You're a man. You have it all. Top to bottom, 60 years of productivity. A woman looks good for about 10 to 15 years. That's it. Then she's going to hit the wall and start looking like shit. Because that is the top. That is the top value for women, is their tits and their vagina, their body, their face. Right? Their ability to cook and clean. Fuck, how hard is that? Companionship. Let's step back and look at that. If you're competing with the woman all the time, what kind of companionship is that? You've got friends. You don't need a fucking companion, do you? Right? If you want a fuck toy, go buy a silicone love doll. You know, if you want a maid, go hire a fucking maid. If you want companionship, get some friends. Male friends. They don't cost you your fucking money. Because when you come down to it, the big risk, the major risk, is ownership of yourself. When you're in a relationship with a woman that you start losing because she has things that you think you want, when in reality, they're really valueless. Valueless. The only thing of real value is the little bit of money she probably makes that should pay her fucking way. That is it. The woman's trick is to trick you into thinking you can't do better than her. And you can. It doesn't matter whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50. If you want a woman that's 20 or 25, you can have them. Age is not a fucking problem. So getting those good looks and the tits and vagina, piece of cake. Because you're a man, you're successful, and you have decades in which to get it done. Women got 10 to 15 years before they start to look like used, sagging bags of crap. Right? And it is only the rare, rare women that look good in their late 30s and then their 40s and then their 50s where they continue to look good. That is a rare woman. That doesn't make them a unicorn either. It just means they're physically attractive that old. Okay? But for the most part, no. So when you believe or you go to the negotiation table thinking you can't do better, that is incorrect. If you don't have a job and a house and a car, you have no fucking business having a woman, because what that means is she's going to own you. And if she owns a house and owns a car and has a good job, you're not going to want her because you're not going to want to compete with her. Your money is her money. Her money is her money. That is how they go about relationships, because they come negotiating as well. A woman will come and say, "I want, I want, I want, I want." And if you say no to 90%, they just got 10% of what they wanted. And once they find a weak spot in your armor, you're toast. They will exploit your weakness. So you should never date a woman who is anywhere remotely as smart as you, period. Or puts off the impression that she's smart. Or is manipulative in a way that you can't figure out. As soon as you feel like she is manipulating you, she is. Get rid of them once they start manipulating you. And you catch them. Because they don't fucking stop. They just keep running in circles around the bases and scoring fucking points. And before you know it, you started by saying no to 90%. Then you're saying no to 50%. Then you can't fucking say no to anything they want. And now you're an owned man. Ownership of yourself. You've lost it. But if you come to the table, the relationship negotiations table, knowing that you have 60 years of productivity in you, you're strong, you're intelligent, you have the penis, you're the man, you have the job, the house, the car, the social status, and all a woman can be is complimentary to you. That's all they can be, is complimentary to you. That is to make you look even better. You don't need them for their money or their house or their car. You don't need them to cook or clean. You don't need any woman for tits and vagina. Right? You don't need them for any of that because you can get any of that from anywhere else. So when you sit down and say, I want a woman in a relationship, you need to know what it is you want exactly. Exactly what is this woman giving you? And why am I going to get it from her and not some other woman? Right? Is she unique? Is she special? But is that worth trading your life away for? Because they aren't special. They're all the same, practically. All of them. And what you do is you risk losing yourself. You risk losing a portion of your productivity to someone who is a parasite. So if you find a good woman that you fall in love with, go to the relationship negotiation table and say, I'm the man, I have the penis. Here's the fucking score, right? You don't get this, you don't get that, you don't get to own me, you don't get to fucking tell me what to do. You start manipulating me, there's the fucking door, and you're out of here. You start the crying, the playing of games, the whining, the pissing, the moaning, the boo-hoo-hoo me, right? When you start saying you want to spend all your own money and mine, you're out of here, right? Now, of course, I'm speaking very frankly, very bluntly. You may want to be nicer to avoid all the tears, but remember, tears are a form of manipulation. It's a fucking game, right? Because if you are hurting her feelings enough to make her cry, then that makes you a bad person, and therefore you should, you know, they should get rid of you. Now, number one, if you make them cry, they're going to fucking hate you for it, and they're going to try punishing you later. Number two, they know men are susceptible to feeling sorry for them when they cry, so they do it. Number three, if you're so fucking terrible that you're making them cry, why are they still sitting there? It's because they want your shit. Why would they want shit from someone, right? Stuff, materialistic things, if that person's mean to them for real. So you're not really mean to them. They're manipulating you with tears. It's all manipulation. And the relationship negotiation table is where you can sit down, literally, with a fucking ink pen and a piece of paper. And write the rules out, right? You can give them 2 strikes, 3 strikes, 10 strikes. I don't care. It's your rules. Remember, you're the man. You make the fucking rules. MGTOW means men going their own way. You decide. You fucking set the rules. You're the one with the upper hand. You're sitting across the desk with the thing that's worth something. Don't fucking bargain away your life for some fucking false eyelashes and eyeliner, some, you know, nipples, some vagina. Is it worth throwing that shit away for that? Don't throw it away ever. It's your fucking life. Live it the way you want. But don't give away your productivity to someone else for something as trivial as a piece of smooth skin that gets moist. Not when you can have that smooth, moist skin for free. Oh, the Board of Truth. A powerful tool. All right. You guys be cool. MGTOW is freedom. Semper Fi.